This is Get Out and Hike, and I'm Jan Walker.
Hi, I'm Kathy Meyer. I'm a naturalist for Monroe County Parks and Recreation, and I'd like to tell you about the Karst Farm Greenway, which is a trail that was opened in 2014. It's 4.5 miles long now, but eventually will be extended to Ellettsville, and it will link up with the Heritage Trail in Ellettsville to almost double the length of that trail. So if you went out and back, you'd be doing 15 miles or so. The trail itself starts near the splash pad and the playscape at Karst Farm Park. There's a big parking lot there, restrooms, water facilities, and the whole trail is paved. There are some gentle rolling hills, but it is accessible. There are a few street crossings at places where there are lights and signs, so it's safe to cross. And the trail is really enjoyed by people of all ages. I see lots of people with their kids on their bicycles and strollers, joggers, folks of all ages and shapes and sizes can get out and enjoy it. And it goes along the road in places, but parts of it cut through woods and along farm fields and behind Highland Park School, Grandview School, and links a lot of destinations, including the Northwest Center for the YMCA is a little spur trail off to the side of that. It has mile markers every quarter mile, so if there are any safety concerns or emergencies you need to report, you can phone in and give them a mile marker for your location. And there is a Facebook page that folks might be interested called the Friends of Monroe County Greenways, and that would be a good place to go to get updates about any kind of progress on the Karst Farm Greenway or the other trails in the county system, which is really starting to expand. So I hope you get out this winter and take a walk on a nice clear trail and see part of Monroe County.
Thank you. Would there be any benches and also could someone maybe in a motorized wheelchair access these trails?
Yes, there are a few benches along the way. There are also some kiosks with some historic signs, interpretive signs along the way. The crossings are all at grade, accessible crossings. So except for somewhat hilly spots, it would be easy to get through with motorized wheelchairs or other wheeled vehicles.